On this episode, I talked to one of our longtime customers, Howard Schultz. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Before I play you my interview with Howard, I want to share a little news. When Red Belly Radio first launched as part of the Nuts About Southwest blog, the subscription capabilities were, to use an airline vernacular, NOOP, which is short for not operational. And that gives me an idea for a future podcast, abbreviations. Anyway, now if you click on the iTunes link in the Red Belly Radio corner of the blog homepage, it will jump you to iTunes and allow you to subscribe. You can also subscribe directly from iTunes by going to the iTunes store and searching for Red Belly Radio or Southwest Airlines. Of course, you will need iTunes, which is free software and available at apple.com under downloads. I hope you will subscribe. If you have recently flown U.S. Airways through Phoenix, you may have been handed some Southwest Airline peanuts from a guy named Howard Schultz. I called him up the other day and talked to him about that.
How long have you been flying on Southwest?
I'll tell you why. From the inception of Southwest back, I think, when was it, the 70s? I was 37 years old.
Yes. That's right.
I was working for Shell in New Orleans. I had to go to projects in outside of Dallas. And I started using y'all, and at the time, Shell kept telling us to use Braniff. You know, I said, I don't use Braniff. It's just terrible. So I started using y'all. I think it's the first time y'all got out of Texas, which was to New Orleans.
That's right.
And I started flying from New Orleans to Dallas to Love Field. And ever since then, I was a Southwest customer. And then I'm working in Wyoming right now. It's a place called Pinedale. It's 2 hours southeast of Jackson Hole. And then, of course, y'all are flying to Jackson Hole. But when I started coming up here on projects, I had to fly United or Delta. And then United told me one day, I think we're going to bump me at the Pocatello. I says, lady, I just got back from Istanbul, Turkey. Where's Pocatello? She should have said Idaho, Steve. And then I said, that's it. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to fly Southwest to Salt Lake City and drive the 6 hours back up to Pinedale where I work. And a lot of people where I'm working at Pinedale are catching on to this. They're catching on to not putting up with the hassle flying to Jackson Hole and flying to Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh.
So now we've flown Southwest quite a bit. Now this goes back 37 years, and we used to live in New Orleans. We live outside of Houston right now. In fact, when we go European vacations, we fly Southwest maybe to Baltimore or the jump-off points to go Aer Lingus to Ireland or whatever.
Gosh, you're just such an evangelist for Southwest. You know, what is it about our brand that you like?
Well, one thing about, if Southwest tells me something, I know they're not BSing me.
Yeah.
And I have confidence in not BSing me, and that's one thing. And that's in anything in business, okay? Tell me the truth. Let's handle it. And that's one thing I like. I like the attitude of your staff, and I can contrast that to a Northwest flight from Rome to Detroit a year and a half ago. That was one of the worst flights I've ever seen in my life, because I think at the time the crew and management was having disputes, and it took it out on the passengers. And what I do like is that your CEO, unlike any other CEO in any business, from Sears to whatever, mm-hmm. is in touch with the people. And you feel like this is a people person that's concerned about his crew and about the passengers. And when you start seeing airlines treating their crews like crap, you wonder, well, how are they going to treat their passengers? So it's your leadership, from the leadership on down, that it shows that a CEO is interested in his employees and his customers. When you fly Southwest, you got enough room in the seats. And in fact, I get these free drink tickets, and I try sharing with people. And I see a lot of people doing that, sharing that drink tickets with people. You know, everybody wants to help each other. And I like the idea about the luggage situation. I saw the ad in the paper in USA Today.
What,
and,
not charging for the luggage?
Not charging.
Yeah. You've been up to a shenanigan when
oh,
you fly these days.
I love shenanigans. Man. I'm always in shenanigans. She's afraid to go out with me. You're going to arrest him with these shenanigans, Howard, you know. So it's fine. And I saw U.S. Air was cutting out the peanuts, so I was talking to the stewardess on a flight from Phoenix to, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix, and we were talking about the peanuts. She said, well, here's two bags. So I got an hour and a half layover in Phoenix. I said, what the hell? So I went over to the U.S. Air Terminal side in Phoenix. I was giving peanuts to everybody, even the pilots, even the stewardess, even the customer service. I went up and said, hey, here's some peanuts. I'm a customer. I didn't represent y'all per se. I represented y'all as a customer. Here's some peanuts.
And have you just done U.S. Air?
Well, U.S. Air is right across the terminal. I mean, they got the terminal split in Phoenix, and U.S. Air headquarters is in Phoenix.
Yeah, because it used to be with America West. Now, when you've been giving out these the peanuts to non-Southwest customers, have you ever caught any flack? Have you ever gotten into trouble from anybody?
Well, I was thinking somebody's going to give me some crap, or U.S. Air, they're going to call a security on me. Hey, I'm sorry, I'll just go back to over here.
Well, I really doubt you could be arrested for giving away peanuts. I guess they could.
They had a kick out of it.
They could ask you to leave, but they hadn't even
done leave. That. And I had fun. They just said all the U.S. Air passengers having a great time laughing about it, even the pilots and the stewardess.
Now, I guess we need to make this absolutely perfectly clear. No one from Southwest Airlines is paying you to do this. No
one asked you.
On the recording. No one asked you to do it.
No one asked me. It was on my own.
Did you lose a bet or a dare?
No, no dares. No nothing.
It would be funny if you approached, without knowing, approached one of the CEO or a board member or something of USA.
Why not? What the hell? What can he tell me? He can't fire me?
No.
He can call security and get that over to Southwest side. I will, okay.
And he can't deny you travel on your next flight because it's not his airline.
I ain't going to use USA. I think I'd rather, if y'all didn't have flights to Salt Lake City, I think I'd drive from Houston.
That's a long drive.
But I do drive 6 hours, but it's a nice drive. It's a beautiful drive. I'm a kind of a spontaneous person. And I thought, this is fun.
For the record, Southwest began New Orleans service in 1979, so that's about how long Howard has been flying with us. Howard and I talked for almost 20 minutes, and I realized he had a pretty good sense of humor. I just couldn't resist it. I couldn't help myself, so I asked him to say, I know nothing. Like Sergeant Schultz from the TV show Hogan's Heroes did, I know nothing. Well, what do you think the odds are of this answer?
I was a Sergeant Schultz in the Mississippi Guard, and I had a Colonel Hogan as my...
Is that right?
Funny. Seriously. It was Sergeant Schultz and Colonel Hogan.
Well, if you ever get any flack from somebody from U.S. Air about handing out the peanuts, that's what you can just claim. I know nothing.
I know nothing. I'm Sergeant Schultz. I love it. I'm Sergeant Schultz. Thank you. And know what I'm going to do? Hand him the bag.
I'd like to thank Howard for his enthusiasm and patronage over the years. I just love this story. And do I need to point out that this is a different Howard Schultz than the CEO of Starbucks? Anyway. Well, that does it for this edition. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.